Hello, everybody, and it's so good to be back learning. I'd like to thank Rabbi Farber and Rabbi Weber for filling in my absence. So, Shkoyach Terem. And now we continue on Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, where we are going to continue to discuss the Mishnah that was quoted earlier, that there seemingly is a machlokes in the Mishnah. Let's review the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah back on Mem Aleph Mem Aleph says, that's a lie. The Mishnah back on, I think it's Mem Amud Beis, says, correct, that's not a lie. Says, Hayu lefan of min and harbe. You have in front of you all kinds of different types of food. Rav Yehuda omer, im yesh b'nein min shiva, if you have a min shiva, you know, eretz, chita, sa'ora, gefen, te'ena, etc., one of those, right? Humevarech, then on the min shiva, Allah humevarech. V'chachamim ovrim, no. Mivarech al eizem ehen sheyirtzeh, you can make a bracha on whichever one you wish. So now the Gemara is going to discuss that machlokas as to what is the case of that machlokas. Says the Gemara, Pligiba, there is a machlokas in the interpretation of the Mishnah between Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafka, between Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak. Chad Amar one says the machlokas Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. Is Shibirko Sehen Shavos, that's if they have the same brachos. Okay? And therefore you have in front of you one of the Shiva Minim and one of the non-Shiva Minim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Shiva Adif. It's better to say a bracha on one of the Shiva Minim because they are more chashuv and that is going to exempt you from saying a bracha on that which is more precious to you. Rabbanan Savri Rabbanan hold, excuse me, Min Chaviv Adif, the type that is more precious to you, that is the one to make a bracha on, and that will exempt you from making a bracha on one of the Shiva Minim. Aval, but, so that's one way of understanding the Machlokas. But if it was a case, She'ein Birchosei and Shavos, but let's say they are not the same bracha. One is an Adama and one is an Eitz. Divrei HaKol, according to everybody, mivarech al zeh, you make a bracha on one, v'chozer u'mivarech al zeh, and then you make a bracha on the second one, and the first one does not exempt the second one. Okay? V'char amar, af b'she'ein birchosei en shavin nami machlokas. And one opinion is in our Mishnah, says they argue, even if their brachos are not equal. Okay? Which the Gemara will explain exactly in a moment, what would the machlokas be if they don't have the same bracha. Okay? So, with a little bit of confusion, that's okay, because the Gemara now is going to clarify. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, it makes sense, Lamandi Omer, Bishya, Birko, Sehen, Shavos, that when they are equal brachos, machlokas, we could examine and understand the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Shapir, and that makes sense because they're arguing about what should you make the bracha on, whether one you should make a bracha on that which is one of the Shiva Minim, or you should make a bracha on which is more precious to you. Chaviv. Ella, but lamandi amar b'she'ein machlokas shavos pligi. But if they're arguing about a case where they have different brachos, let's say one is an Adama and one is an Eitz, b'may pligi, what would then be the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum? So says the Gemara, Amra Birmiya, the machlokas is by lahaktim. Not which bracha you should make, but rather which bracha takes precedence over the other one in terms of the order. That according to the Chachamim, you should makdim and make a bracha on that which is precious to you over the Shiva Minim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always make a bracha first on the Shiva Minim. Okay? The Amr of Yosef, Yitem Rav Yitzchak, Kol, David, Kol, HaMuktam B'Pasuk Zeh, whatever comes first in the Pasuk, of Eretz, Chita, Usaora, V'Gefen, Uteena, V'Rimon, Eretz, Zeshem, and Udvash, whatever comes first in that Bracha, right, is Muktam, in that Pasuk, is Muktam LeBracha. So for example, if I have in front of me wheat and barley, what do I make the Bracha on? The wheat, because Eretz, Chita, Usaora. What comes first? Wheat. You guys are with it today, right? Eretz, Chita, Usaora. Shenemar, now he quotes the pasuk. Eretz, you know the song? Eretz chita useora v'gefen ute'eina v'rimon. Eretz zeis shemen udvash. That goes back to my elementary school days, right? So you just follow along in the pasuk, and whatever comes first in the pasuk is that which you make a bracha on. Okay? So now, it comes out that let's say you have in front of you an apple and barley. You like the apple better than barley. Not barley. Yeah, barley. What bracha do you make first?
According to who?
So according to who? If you say like Rabbi Yehuda, the Shivaminim go first. If you say like the Chachamim, I like the apple better, make the bracha on the apple. And that's the machlokas in the Mishnah according to this opinion. Now, this opinion that just stated that the brachas go in sequence of the pasuk is going to argue on the opinion of Rabbi Hanan. Because what does Rabbi Hanan say? He says this whole pasuk is not to teach us about the precedent in brachos, but rather it's here to teach me that all of these apply for certain shiurim in the Torah. I don't mean a shiur that a Rebbe gives, I mean a size amount. This entire pasuk, l'shiurim ne'amar, are therefore shiurim. And now we're going to go one by one of all seven of these, showing you that these are all shiurim mentioned in the Torah. Number one, chita, when it comes to wheat, it's referring to tumah. This nan we learned in a famous Mishnah in Nega'im Perik Yigimel Mishnah Tes. You know why it's famous? Because it appears in Brachas. Hanichnas lebeis amenuga, one who goes into a house that was filled with tzaras, v'kelev al ksefav, and he has his clothing on his shoulders. He's not wearing it. V'sandalov, and his sandals, v'taba'osav biyadav, and his rings and his sandals are in his hands. Mainly, he's not wearing them. Hu v'hein t'mein miyad. He is tameh immediately. No shear. But hayulavish kelev, if he's wearing them, visandala biraglav, or he's wearing his shoes, vitabosov beetzbosov, he's got his rings on his fingers, hu tameh miyad, he is tameh immediately, vehein tahorin. But that which he is wearing remains tahor, ad until sheyisha bichtei achilas pras. Until the amount of time one would theoretically eat a half a loaf. Right? Because at that moment, which is the time of Mazon Shtei Seudos, because that's the amount of time. Therefore, we have a shear. What's the shear? It's specifically talking about pas chitin velo pas shiur saorin. It's talking about wheat bread and not barley bread. Mesiv Oakland. Beliftan, that you would recline and eat it with something that you would eat with the bread. So what do we see? Shear number one is that of chita, which is the amount of time I would stay in a house while wearing clothing for that clothing to become tummy. This is also the shear that you would have to eat something in order to be required to make an ala michya. It's called bichtei achilas pras. You ask your local Orthodox rabbi how long that time is. I believe it's 7 to 9 minutes. Seora, what's... Rabbi Willick holds short. What does Rabbi Willick say?
2 to 9 minutes.
How much? 2 to 9, you say? Yeah. Depends who you ask. Yeah. Seora... Saora, when it comes to barley, disnan, etzem, the bone is kisaora. In order for a bone to transfer tuma, it has to be minimally the size of a barley. Then it would only transfer tuma. There are three methods of transferring tuma. There's maga, masa, and ohel. Maga is if you come in direct contact with it. Masa is if you carry it. And ohel is if you're in the same room as it. So says the Mishnah, etzem kisaorim mitame b'maga maseh, and etzem, a bone the size of a barley seed, is going to transfer tumah to the next party through touching it or through carrying it. Ve'eno mitame b'ol, but it will not mitame the person if, for example, there is a dead bone, there's a dead person who left the bone the size of a barley in this room, even if we're in the same room, it will not make us tumah. Okay, moving on. Number three, gefen. What's the shear of gefen? Kedei revius yayin. That's the shear of a revius of a quarter lug of wine for a nazir. That if a nazir drinks it, he becomes prohibited. And this shear of revius yayin is different than a shear of revius of mayin, because wine is thicker than water, and therefore it is a larger shear. Okay, so that's why it's critical. So that's gefen. Number four, te'ena, which is a fig. What's the critical size of a fig? kegrogros lehotzos Shabbos. If I carry something smaller than the size of a fig, I would not be chayev for Shabbos. It has to be carrying the size of a fig. Rimon, a pomegranate. What's the critical size of a rimon that we need? Disnan, kol kli balebatim. Again, a kli is only going to become tame if it has a function. When does a kli use functionality? When it gets a hole in it. How large does the hole have to be? I'm glad you asked. Let's see the Mishnah. Kol kli, any wooden vessel of a bali boss, of a balebatim, of a regular person, okay, which is meant to use and not to sell. Shi'urin kirimonin. When does it become tahar, which means it's no longer considered a vessel? When it gets a hole the size of a pomegranate. Pomegranate. I believe so. Nikav kemotzi rimon tahar. Doesn't say, yeah, zera. So, yeah. Okay. Next. Eretz zeis shemen. Now we're on to number six, which is referring to olive oil. Am Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, Eretz shekol shiurea kezesim. A land that all of the shiurim are the size of an olive. Really? What's the kasha you could ask on that? All the shiurim are the size of an olive? What's the kasha? You should have a kasha on this. All the shiurim are a rimon? We just learned five different things that the shiur is not like an olive. Frektigam are a kasha. Kol shiurim salgatayt? All the shiurim? What about the ones we just said? Ella Eretz Sheroiv Gidula Bizkazesim. Most of the shurim that we learn are the size of an olive. And finally, the last one is Dvash. What is Dvash symbolic of? Kikoseves Hagasa. It's like a Koseves Hagasa, a large fig, Biyoma Kippurim. What is the shear that your chayev for a korban for eating on Yom Kippur? That would be the large size of a date fig. Okay? So now, it comes out like this. We wanted to say, it says, these psukim of Eretz Chita Sa'ora Gefenu Te'ena V'rimon Eretz Eishemenu Dvash, to teach me the precedence and brachas. Whatever is in that section is what you make a bracha on. Whatever comes closer to the beginning of the pasuk is what you make a bracha on first. But we just said all seven of these things are brought down for shiurim. Says the Gemara V'idach Hanishur. So asks the Gemara V'idach Hanishurim Behedjim Yiksivi. He says, wait a second. Does it say these shurim in the pasuk explicitly? No. Elamid Rabbanan. These psukim are not there to teach me the shurim. It's merely a derabanan ukra asmachta bialmahu. And this pasuk is merely an asmachta which I hang my hat on to go back and to say, oh, this is where I'm going to remind myself of all of this shurim, but it's not a din da'araisa. So now the pasuk is still available to teach me the sukkim. Okay, weiter. Rav Chista Rav Nuna Hanu Yasi B'Sudai. So one time Rav Chista Rav Nuna were eating a meal together. Aizelakai Meitam Rivir Moni. They brought in front of him dates and pomegranates. So which one should you make a bracha on first? Come on, guys. Eretz Chita Usa'ora V'Gefen Ute'ena V'Rimon Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. What comes first? Right? So there's two ways of understanding. We'll see in a moment. But a priori, we would say the pomegranate, because that's the fifth in the list, while Tamar is the last one. Oh, hold on. You already know the answer. But anyway. So Shaka Ram Nuna Barakat Tamare Bereshe. He took the date, which is the seventh on the list, and he made a bracha on that. You don't hold like what Rabbi Yossi says. V'tema Rabbi Yisrael. Kol Amuktim B'Pasuk Zeh Kodim L'Bracha. Whatever comes up first in the bracha comes up first, the pasuk is first, the bracha. And Rimon comes before Tamar. Aye, so what are you doing taking the Tamar? Because he likes to go on dates. No. That's not the answer. So Nu, what does the Gemara say? Amarle, he says, no, look at the pasuk. Eretz chita use'ora v'gefen ute'ena v'rimon Eretz zeis shemen udvash. So Eretz comes up again a second time. So we don't count from the beginning. We say, which one is closest to Eretz? And there are two times it says the word Eretz. Once in the beginning of the pasuk and once after the fifth one. Says the Gemara Amar Leh, Zeh Sheni Le'eretz, the Tamar is the second min by the second Eretz. Zeh Rimon is Chamishi Le'eretz, is the fifth one to the Eretz. And therefore, what's first, two or five? Come on, you guys got to know that answer. What comes first, two or five?
Two.
So what wins? Tamar beats Rimon. So he says, Zesheni Lart, Zechamish Lart. Therefore, you make a bracha on Tamar before Rimon. Amalei, whoa. So Rav Hamnuna says back, Man Yavilon, who is going to give us Nagre de Parzula, iron legs, Vinishmaicha, that we'll be able to follow him around and be able to hear everything he said. He says, that was such a gewaltige chiddush, he's going to follow him around. Okay. Now, I'm going to give words of introduction. What we're going to do next, and we're not going to do it today because I want to do it all in one day, it's so important, is one of the most important sugyas in, I think, the entire Masechta, because it's most practical. Ask your parents tonight, what do they do when you get a fruit for dessert? What bracha do you make a bracha? All kinds of desserts, peanut butter squares, fruit, vegetables, appetizers, all of those things. Ask your parents tonight what bracha you make, because after tomorrow I'm stopping here because this is really one large flow of a sugya, that what desserts and how desserts are they their own brachas, because sometimes kids will say, but I washed, and if I washed that covers everything. Does it? We'll see tomorrow in Masechta Brachos. Have a wonderful day.